You're listening to a Glassbox Media podcast. Before we begin today's episode, you're about to hear from our sponsors. Sponsors make it possible for this show to continue. That said, we recognize that some listeners will prefer to get rid of sponsorship messages and advertisements. If that's you, please consider signing up for the ad-free version of this show. Head on over to icantsleep.supportingcast.fm to sign up and listen on your podcast player of choice. Use code SLEEP for 1 free month of the subscription. And now, a word from our sponsors.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to the I Can't Sleep podcast, where I read random articles from across the web to bore you to sleep with my soothing voice. I'm your host, Benjamin Boster. Today's episode is from a Wikipedia article titled, Pasta. If you love falling asleep to the I Can't Sleep podcast, I think I know of a brand new show for you to wake up to. The Daily Book Club is a podcast where the host, Otis Gray, reads classic stories every day, one chapter at a time. Simple as that. Hear amazing tales read start to finish. Whether you want to get engaged and wrapped up in fantastic stories that have stood the test of time, or you just want to relax and listen to a great book, the Daily Book Club is there for you to get lost in however you like. Right now, Otis is reading The Enchanted April. In the 1920s, four women, unfulfilled with life, take a chance and abscond to a dreamy medieval Italian castle in the month of April, as the flowers bloom. It's a story dripping with wisteria, the beauty of solitude, and an unlikely pursuit of joy in Portofino, Italy. A perfect book to start this season. You can find The Daily Book Club on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. Subscribe so you never miss an episode and tune in each morning to hear what happens next.
Hey, do you have trouble sleeping? Then maybe you should check out The Sleepy Podcast. It's a show where I read old books in the public domain to help you get to sleep. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of classic stories like A Tale of Two Cities, Pride and Prejudice, Winnie the Pooh. Stories that are great for adults and kids alike. For years now, Sleepy has helped millions of people catch some much-needed Z's, start their next day off fresh, and discover old books that they didn't know they loved. So, whether you have a tough time snoozing, or you just like a good bedtime story, fluff up the cool side of your pillow and tune into Sleepy. Unless you're driving, then please don't listen to Sleepy. Find Sleepy on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes each week. Sweet dreams.
Pasta is a type of food, typically made from an unleavened dough of wheat flour mixed with water or eggs and formed into sheets or other shapes, then cooked by boiling or baking. Unlike noodles, pasta was traditionally only made with durum, although the definition has been expanded to include alternatives for a gluten-free diet, such as rice flour, or legumes such as beans or lentils. While noodles are believed to have originated in Asia, pasta is believed to have originated in Italy and is a staple food of Italian cuisine. Pastas are divided into two broad categories, dried, pasta secca, and fresh, pasta fresca. Most dried pasta is produced commercially via an extrusion process, although it can be produced at home. Fresh pasta is traditionally produced by hand, sometimes with the aid of simple machines. Fresh pastas available in grocery stores are produced commercially by large-scale machines. Both dried and fresh pastas come in a number of shapes and varieties, with 310 specific forms known by over 1,300 documented names. In Italy, the names of specific pasta shapes or types often vary by locale. For example, the pasta form cavatelli is known by 28 different names, depending upon the town and region. Common forms of pasta include long and short shapes, tubes, flat shapes or sheets, miniature shapes for soup, those meant to be filled or stuffed, and specialty or decorative shapes. As a category in Italian cuisine, both fresh and dried pastas are classically used in one of three kinds of prepared dishes. As pasta asciutta or pasta asciutta, cooked pasta is plated and served with a complimentary sauce or condiment. A second classification of pasta dishes is pasta in brodo, in which the pasta is part of a soup-type dish. A third category is pasta al forno, in which the pasta is incorporated into a dish that is subsequently baked in the oven. Pasta dishes are generally simple, but individual dishes vary in preparation. Some pasta dishes are served as a small first course or for light lunches such as pasta salads. Other dishes may be portioned larger and used for dinner. Pasta sauces similarly may vary in taste, color, and texture. In terms of nutrition, cooked plain pasta is 31% carbohydrates, mostly starch, 6% protein, and low in fat, with moderate amounts of manganese. But pasta generally has low micronutrient content. Pasta may be enriched or fortified, or made from whole grains. First attested in English in 1873, the word pasta comes from Italian pasta, in turn from Latin pasta, Latinization of the Greek pasta, barley porridge. The first concrete information on pasta produced in Italy dates to the 13th or 14th centuries. In the 1st century AD, writings of Horace, Laganum, singular Laganum, were fine sheets of fried dough and were an everyday foodstuff. Writing in the 2nd century, Athenaeus of Naucratis provides a recipe for lagana, which he attributes to the 1st century Chrysippus of Tyana, sheets of dough made of wheat flour and the juice of crushed lettuce, then flavored with spices and deep-fried in oil. An early 5th century cookbook describes a dish called lagana that consisted of layers of dough with meat stuffing, an ancestor of modern-day lasagna. However, the method of cooking these sheets of dough does not correspond to the modern definition of either a fresh or dry pasta product, which only had similar basic ingredients and perhaps the shape. The first concrete information concerning pasta products in Italy dates from the 13th or 14th century. Historians have noted several lexical milestones relevant to pasta, none of which changes these basic characteristics. For example, the works of the 2nd century AD Greek physician Galen mention itrion, homogeneous compounds made of flour and water. The Jerusalem Talmud records that itrium, a kind of boiled dough, was common in Palestine from the 3rd to 5th centuries AD. A dictionary compiled by the 9th century Arab physician and lexicographer Isho Bar Ali defines itraya, the Arabic cognate, as string-like shapes made of semolina and dried before cooking. The geographical text of Muhammad al-Idrisi, compiled for the Norman king of Sicily, Roger II, in 1154, mentions itraya, manufactured and exported from Norman Sicily. West of Termini, there is a delightful settlement called Trabia, along the Sicilian coast east of Palermo. Its ever-flowing streams propel a number of mills. Here there are huge buildings in the countryside where they make vast quantities of itria, which is exported everywhere, to Calabria, to Muslim and Christian countries. Very many shiploads are sent. One form of itria with a long history is lagana, which in Latin refers to thin sheets of dough and gave rise to the Italian lasagna. In North Africa, a food similar to pasta known as couscous has been eaten for centuries. However, it lacks the distinguishing malleable nature of pasta, couscous being more akin to droplets of dough. At first, dry pasta was a luxury item in Italy because of high labor costs. Durum wheat semolina had to be kneaded for a long time. There is a legend of Marco Polo importing pasta from China, which originated with the Macaroni Journal, published by an association of food industries, with the goal of promoting pasta in the United States. Rusticello de Pisa writes in his travels that Marco Polo described a food similar to lasagna. The way pasta reached Europe is unknown. However, there are many theories. Jeffrey Steingarten asserts that Moors introduced pasta in the Emirate of Sicily in the 9th century, mentioning also that traces of pasta have been found in ancient Greece, and that Jane Grigson believes the Marco Polo story to have originated in the 1920s or 1930s in an advertisement for a Canadian spaghetti company. Food historians estimate that the dish probably took hold in Italy as a result of extensive Mediterranean trading in the Middle Ages. From the 13th century, references to pasta dishes, macaroni, ravioli, gnocchi, vermicelli, crop up with increasing frequency across the Italian peninsula. In the 14th century, writer Boccaccio's collection of earthy tales, the Decameron, he recounts a mouth-watering fantasy concerning a mountain of Parmesan cheese down which pasta chefs roll macaroni and ravioli to gluttons waiting below. In the 14th and 15th centuries, dried pasta became popular for its easy storage. This allowed people to store pasta on ships when exploring the New World. A century later, pasta was present around the globe during the voyages of discovery. Although tomatoes were introduced to Italy in the 16th century and incorporated in Italian cuisine in the 17th century, description of the first Italian tomato sauces dates from the late 18th century. The first written record of pasta with tomato sauce can be found in the 1790 cookbook La Pizza Moderna by Roman chef Francesco Leonardi. Before tomato sauce was introduced, pasta was eaten dry with the fingers. The liquid sauce demanded the use of a fork. At the beginning of the 17th century, Naples had rudimentary machines for producing pasta, later establishing the kneading machine and press, making pasta manufacturing cost-effective. In 1740, a license for the first pasta factory was issued in Venice. During the 1800s, water mills and stone grinders were used to separate semolina from the bran, initiating expansion of the pasta market. In 1859, Joseph Tappitz, 1824 to 1876, founded Hungary's first pasta factory in the city of Pest, which worked with steam machines. It was one of the first pasta factories in Central Europe. In 1867, Wittoni Company in Sansepolcro, Tuscany, was an established pasta manufacturer. During the early 1900s, artificial drying and extrusion processes enabled greater variety of pasta preparation and larger volumes for export, beginning a period called the industry of pasta. In 1884, the Zadka Brothers plant in Borshav nad Vltavou was founded, making it Bohemia's first pasta factory. The art of pasta making and the devotion to the food as a whole has evolved since pasta was first conceptualized. In 2008, it was estimated that Italians ate over 27 kilograms of pasta per person per year, easily beating Americans who ate about 9 kilograms per person. Pasta is so beloved in Italy that individual consumption exceeds the average production of wheat of the country. Thus, Italy frequently imports wheat for pasta making. In contemporary society, pasta is ubiquitous, and there is a variety of types in local supermarkets in many countries. With the worldwide demand for this staple food, pasta is now largely mass-produced in factories, and only a tiny proportion is crafted by hand. Since at least the time of Cato's De Igri Cultura, basic pasta dough has been made mostly of wheat flour or semolina, with durum wheat used predominantly in the south of Italy and soft wheat in the north. Regionally, other grains have been used, including those from barley, buckwheat, rye, rice, and maize, as well as chestnut and chickpea flours. To address the needs of people affected by gluten-related disorders such as celiac disease, non-celiac gluten sensitivity, and wheat allergy sufferers, some recipes use rice or maize for making pasta. Grain flours may also be supplemented with cooked potatoes. Other additions to the basic flour-liquid mixture may include vegetable purees, such as spinach or tomato, mushrooms, cheeses, herbs, spices, and other seasonings. While pastas are most typically made from unleavened doughs, the use of yeast-raised doughs are also known for at least 9 different pasta forms. Additives in dried, commercially sold pasta include vitamins and minerals that are lost from the durum wheat endosperm during milling. They are added back to the semolina flour once it is ground, creating enriched flour. Micronutrients added may include niacin, vitamin B3, riboflavin, vitamin B2, folate, thiamine, vitamin B1, and ferrous iron. Fresh pasta is usually locally made with fresh ingredients, unless it is destined to be shipped, in which case consideration is given to the spoilage rates of the desired ingredients, such as eggs or herbs. Furthermore, fresh pasta is usually made with a mixture of eggs and all-purpose flour or 00 low-gluten flour. Since it contains eggs, it is more tender compared to dried pasta and only takes about half the time to cook. Delicate sauces are preferred for fresh pasta in order to let the pasta take front stage. Fresh pastas do not expand in size after cooking. Therefore, 0.7 kilograms of pasta are needed to serve 4 people generously. Fresh egg pasta is generally cut into strands of various widths and thicknesses, depending on which pasta is to be made, e.g. fettuccine, pappardelle, and lasagna. It is best served with meat, cheese, or vegetables to create filled pastas, such as ravioli, tortellini, and cannelloni. Fresh egg pasta is well known in the Piedmont region and Emilia-Romagna region in North Italy. In this area, dough is only made out of egg yolk and flour, resulting in a very refined flavor and texture. This pasta is often served simply with butter sauce and thinly sliced truffles that are native to this region. In other areas, such as Apulia, fresh pasta can be made without eggs. The only ingredients needed to make the pasta dough are semolina flour and water, which is often shaped into orecchiette or cavatelli. Fresh pasta for cavatelli is also popular in other places, including Sicily. However, the dough is prepared differently. It is made of flour and ricotta cheese instead. Dried pasta can also be defined as factory-made pasta because it is usually produced in large amounts that require large machines with superior processing capabilities to manufacture. Dried pasta is mainly shipped over to farther locations and has a longer shelf life. The ingredients required to make dried pasta include semolina flour and water. Eggs can be added for flavor and richness, but are not needed to make dried pasta. In contrast to fresh pasta, dried pasta needs to be dried at a low temperature for several days to evaporate all the moisture, allowing it to be stored for a longer period. Dried pastas are best served in hearty dishes like ragu sauces, soups, and casseroles. Once it is cooked, the dried pasta will usually grow to twice its original size. Therefore, approximately 0.5 kilograms of dried pasta serves up to 4 people. Pasta is generally served with some type of sauce. The sauce and the type of pasta are usually matched based on consistency and ease of eating. Northern Italian cooking uses less tomato sauce, garlic, and herbs, and white sauce is more common. However, Italian cuisine is best identified by individual regions. Pasta dishes with lighter use of tomato are found in Trentino Alto Adige, and Emilia-Romagna. Bologna, the meat-based bolognese sauce, incorporates a small amount of tomato concentrate, and a green sauce called pesto originates from Genoa. In central Italy, there are sauces such as tomato sauce, amatriciana, arrabbiata, and egg-based carbonara. Tomato sauces are also present in southern Italian cuisine, where they originated. In southern Italy, more complex variations include pasta paired with fresh vegetables, olives, capers, or seafood. Varieties include puttanesca, pasta alla norma, tomatoes, eggplant, and fresh or baked cheese, pasta con le sarde, fresh sardines, pine nuts, fennel, and olive oil, spaghetti aglio, olio e peperoncino, literally with garlic, olive oil, and hot chili peppers, pasta con i peperoni cruschi, crispy peppers and breadcrumbs. Pasta can be served also in broth, pastina, or stuffed pasta like tortellini, cappelletti, and agnolini, or in vegetable soup, typically minestrone or bean soup, pasta e fagioli. Ingredients to make pasta dough include semolina flour, egg, salt, and water. Flour is first mounded on a flat surface, and then a well in the pile of flour is created. Egg is then poured into the well, and a fork is used to mix the egg and flour. There are a variety of ways to shape the sheets of pasta depending on the type required. The most popular type include penne, spaghetti, and macaroni. Kitchen pasta machines, also called pasta makers, are popular with cooks who make large amounts of fresh pasta. The cook feeds sheets of pasta dough into the machine by hand, then by turning a hand crank, rolls the pasta to thin it incrementally. On the final pass through the pasta machine, the pasta may be directed through a machine comb to shape the pasta as it emerges. Semolina flour consists of a protein matrix with entrapped starch granules. Upon the addition of water during mixing, intermolecular forces allow the protein to form a more ordered structure in preparation for cooking. Durum wheat is ground into semolina flour, which is sorted by optical scanners and cleaned. Pipes allow the flour to move to a mixing machine where it is mixed with warm water by rotating blades. When the mixture is of a lumpy consistency, the mixture is pressed into sheets or extruded. Varieties of pasta, such as spaghetti and linguine, are cut by rotating blades while pasta, such as penne and rotini, are extruded. The size and shape of the dies in the extruder through which the pasta is pushed determine the shape that results. The pasta is then dried at a high temperature. The ingredients to make dried pasta usually include water and semolina flour, egg for color and richness in some types of pasta, and possibly vegetable juice such as spinach, beet, tomato, carrot, herbs or spices for color and flavor. After mixing semolina flour with warm water, the dough is kneaded mechanically until it becomes firm and dry. If pasta is to be flavored, eggs, vegetable juices, and herbs are added at this stage. The dough is then passed into the laminator to be flattened into sheets, then compressed by a vacuum mixer machine to clear out air bubbles and excess water from the dough until the moisture content is reduced to 12%. Next, the dough is processed in a steamer to kill any bacteria it may contain. The dough is then ready to be shaped into different types of pasta. Depending on the type of pasta to be made, the dough can either be cut or extruded through dies. The pasta is set in a dyeing tank under specific conditions of heat, moisture, and time, depending on the type of pasta. The dried pasta is then packaged. Fresh pasta is sealed in a clear, airtight plastic container with a mixture of carbon dioxide and nitrogen that inhibits microbial growth and prolongs the product shelf life. Dried pastas are sealed in clear plastic or cardboard packages. Gluten, the protein found in grains such as wheat, rye, spelt, and barley, contributes to protein aggregation and firm texture of a normally cooked pasta. Gluten-free pasta is produced with wheat flour substitutes, such as vegetable powders, rice, corn, quinoa, amaranth, oats, and buckwheat flours. Other possible gluten-free pasta ingredients may include hydrocolloids to improve cooking pasta with high heat resistance, xanthan gum, to retain moisture during storage, or hydrothermally treated polysaccharide mixtures to produce textures similar to those of wheat pasta. The storage of pasta depends on its processing and extent of drying. Uncooked pasta is kept dry and can sit in the cupboard for a year if airtight and stored in a cool, dry area. Cooked pasta is stored in the refrigerator for a maximum of 5 days in an airtight container. Adding a couple teaspoons of oil helps keep the food from sticking to itself in the container. Cooked pasta may be frozen for up to 2 or 3 months. Should the pasta be dried completely, it can be placed back in the cupboard. Pasta exhibits a random molecular order rather than a crystalline structure. The moisture content of dried pasta is typically around 12%, indicating that dried pasta will remain a brittle solid until it is cooked and becomes malleable. The cooked product is, as a result, softer, more flexible, and chewy. Semolina flour is a ground endosperm of durum wheat, producing granules that absorb water during heating and an increase in viscosity due to semi-reordering of starch molecules. Another major component of durum wheat is protein, which plays a large role in pasta dough rheology. Gluten proteins, which include monomeric gliadins and polymeric glutenin, make up the major protein component of durum wheat, about 75 to 80%. As more water is added and shear stress is applied, gluten proteins take on an elastic characteristic and begin to form strands and sheets. The gluten matrix that results during forming of the dough becomes irreversibly associated during drying, as the moisture content is lowered to form the dried pasta product. Before the mixing process takes place, semolina particles are irregularly shaped and present in different sizes. Semolina particles become hydrated during mixing. The amount of water added to the semolina is determined based on the initial moisture content of the flour and the desired shape of the pasta. The desired moisture content of the dough is around 32% wet basis and will vary depending on the shape of pasta being produced. The forming process involves the dough entering an extruder in which the rotation of a single or double screw system pushes the dough toward a die set to a specific shape. As the starch granules swell slightly in the presence of water and a low amount of thermal energy, they become embedded within the protein matrix and align along the direction of the shear caused by the extrusion process. Starch gelatinization and protein coagulation are the major changes that take place when pasta is cooked in boiling water. Protein and starch competing for water within the pasta causes a constant change in structure as the pasta cooks. In 2015 to 2016, the largest producers of dried pasta were Italy, 3.2 million tons, the United States, 2 million tons, Turkey, 1.3 million tons, Brazil, 1.2 million tons, and Russia, 1 million tons. In 2018, Italy was the world's largest exporter of pasta, with $2.9 billion sold, followed by China with $0.9 billion. While Italy is the largest producer of pasta, much of the wheat used comes from the United States. The largest per capita consumers of pasta in 2015 were Italy, Tunisia, Venezuela, and Greece. In 2017, the United States was the largest consumer of pasta with 2.7 million tons. When cooked, plain pasta is composed of 62% water, 31% carbohydrates, 26% starch, 6% protein, and 1% fat. A 100-gram portion of unenriched cooked pasta provides 670 kilojoules of food energy, and a moderate level of manganese, but few other micronutrients. Pasta has a lower glycemic index than many other staple foods in Western culture, like bread, potatoes, and rice. As pasta was introduced elsewhere in the world, it became incorporated into a number of local cuisines, which often have significantly different ways of preparation from those of Italy. When pasta was introduced to different nations, each culture would adopt a different style of preparation. In the past, ancient Romans cooked pasta-like foods by frying rather than boiling. It was also sweetened with honey or tossed with garum. Ancient Romans also enjoyed baking it in rich pies called timbali. Countries like Somalia, Ethiopia, and Eritrea were introduced to pasta from colonization and occupation through the Italian Empire in the 19th and 20th centuries. Southern Somalia has a dish called sugo, which has a meat sauce, typically beef-based, with their local sawash spice mix. In Ethiopia, pasta can also be served over injera, where it is also eaten with hands instead of cutlery. A dollop of bolognese with berbere spice blend can be served on the side. In Hong Kong, the local Chinese have adapted pasta, primarily spaghetti and macaroni, as ingredient in the Hong Kong-style Western cuisine. In Cha Chan Teng, macaroni is cooked in water and served in broth, with ham or frankfurter sausages, peas, black mushrooms, and optionally eggs, reminiscent of noodle soup dishes. This is often a course for breakfast or light lunch fare. These affordable dining shops evolved from American food rations after World War II due to lack of supplies, and they continue to be popular for people with modest means. Two common spaghetti dishes served in Japan are the bolognese and the Napolitan. In Nepal, macaroni has been adopted and cooked in a Nepalese way. Boiled macaroni is sautéed along with cumin, turmeric, finely chopped green chilies, onions, and cabbage. In the Philippines, spaghetti is often served with a distinct, slightly sweet, yet flavorful meat sauce, based on tomato sauce or paste and ketchup, frequently containing ground beef or pork and diced hot dogs and ham. It is spiced with soy sauce, heavy quantities of garlic, dried oregano sprigs, and sometimes with dried bay leaf, and topped with grated cheese. Other pasta dishes are also cooked nowadays in Filipino kitchens, like carbonara, pasta with Alfredo sauce, and baked macaroni. These dishes are usually cooked for gatherings and special occasions, like family reunions or Christmas. Macaroni or other tube pasta is also used in sopas, a local chicken broth soup. In Armenia, a popular traditional pasta called arishta is first dry pan toasted, so as slightly golden, and then boiled to make the pasta dish, which is often topped with yogurt, butter, and garlic. In Greece, hilopids is considered one of the finest types of dried egg pasta. It is cooked either in tomato sauce or with various kinds of casserole meat. It is usually served with Greek cheese of any type. In Sweden, spaghetti is traditionally served with a köttfärssås, bolognese sauce, which is minced meat in a thick tomato soup. Twice a year, hundreds of people in Sardinia, Italy, make a nighttime 20-mile pilgrimage from the city of Nuoro to the village of Lula for the biannual feast of San Francesco, where they eat what is possibly the world's rarest pasta. Su Filindo, literally threads of God in the Sardinian language, is an incredibly intricate semolina pasta made by just three women who only make the pasta for the festival. Pasta is also widespread in the southern cone, as well as most of the rest of Brazil, mostly pervasive in the areas with mild to strong Italian roots, such as central Argentina and the eight southernmost Brazilian states, where macaroni is called macarrão, and more general pasta is known under the umbrella term massa, literally dough, together with some Japanese noodles, such as bibimbap rice vermicelli and yakisoba, which also enter general taste. The local names for the pasta are many times varieties of the Italian names, such as gnocchi for gnocchi, ravioles for ravioli, or tallarinas for tagliatelle, although some of the most popular pasta in Brazil, such as parafuso, screwbolt, a specialty of the country's pasta salads, are also way different both in name and format from its closest Italian relatives, in this case, the fusilli. Fettuccine Alfredo with cream, cheese, and butter, and spaghetti with tomato sauce, with or without meat, are popular Italian-style dishes in the United States. In Australia, boscala sauce based on bacon and mushrooms is popular. Although numerous variations of ingredients for different pasta products are known, in Italy the commercial manufacturing and labeling of pasta for sale as a food product within the country is highly regulated. Italian regulations recognize three categories of commercially manufactured dried pasta, as well as manufactured fresh and stabilized pasta. Pasta or dried pasta with three subcategories. 1. Durum wheat semolina pasta, pasta di semola di grano duro. 2. Low-grade durum wheat semolina pasta, pasta di semolato di grano duro. And 3. Durum wheat wholemeal pasta, pasta di semole integrale di grano duro. Pastas made under this category must be made only with durum wheat semolina or durum wheat wholemeal semolina and water, with an allowance for up to 3% of soft wheat flour as part of the durum flour. Dried pastas made under this category must be labeled according to the subcategory. Special pastas, paste speciali. As with the pasta above, with additional ingredients other than flour and water or eggs, special pastas must be labeled as durum wheat semolina pasta on the packaging, completed by mentioning the added ingredients used, e.g. spinach. The 3% soft flour limitation still applies. Egg pasta, pasta al uovo, may only be manufactured using durum wheat semolina, with at least 4 hen's eggs, chicken, weighing at least 200 grams, without the shells, per kilogram or semolina, or a liquid egg product produced only with hen's eggs. Pasta made and sold in Italy under this category must be labeled egg pasta. Fresh and stabilized pastas, paste alimentari fresche e stabilizzate, includes fresh and stabilized pastas which may be made with soft wheat flour without restriction on the amount. Prepackaged fresh pasta must have a water content not less than 24%, must be stored refrigerated at a temperature of not more than 4 degrees Celsius with a 2 degrees Celsius tolerance, must have undergone a heat treatment at least equivalent to pasteurization, and must be sold within 5 days of the date of manufacture. Stabilized pasta has a lower allowed water content of 20% and is manufactured using a process and heat treatment that allows it to be transported and stored at ambient temperatures. The Italian regulations under Presidential Decree No. 187 apply only to the commercial manufacturing of pastas both made and sold within Italy. They are not applicable either to pasta made for export from Italy or to pastas imported into Italy from other countries. They also do not apply to pastas made in restaurants. In the U.S., regulations for commercial pasta products occur both at the federal and state levels. Consistent with Section 341 of the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, has defined standards of identity for what are broadly termed macaroni products. These standards appear in 21 CFR Part 139. Those regulations state that requirements for standardized macaroni products of 15 specific types of dried pastas include the ingredients and product-specific labeling for conforming products sold in the U.S., including imports. Macaroni products, defined as a class of food prepared by drying formed units of dough made from semolina, durum flour, farina, flour, or any combination of those ingredients with water. Within this category, various optional ingredients may also be used within specified ranges, including egg white, frozen egg white or dried egg white alone, or in any combination, high sodium phosphate, onions, celery, garlic, or bay leaf, alone or in any combination, salt, gum gluten, and concentrated glycerol monostearate. Specific dimensions are given for the shapes named macaroni, spaghetti, and vermicelli. Enriched macaroni products. Largely the same as macaroni products, except that each such food must contain thiamine, riboflavin, niacin or niacinamide, folic acid, and iron, with specified limits. Additional optional ingredients that may be added include vitamin D, calcium, and defatted wheat germ. The optional ingredients specified may be supplied through the use of dried yeast, dried torula yeast, partly defatted wheat germ, enriched farina, or enriched flour. Enriched macaroni products with fortified protein. Similar to enriched macaroni products with the addition of other ingredients to meet specific protein requirements. Edible protein sources that may be used include food-grade flours or meals from non-wheat cereals or oilseeds. Products in this category must include specified amounts of thiamine, riboflavin, niacin or niacinamide, and iron, but not folic acid. The products in this category may also optionally contain up to 625 milligrams of calcium. Milk macaroni products. The same as macaroni products, except that milk or a specified milk product is used as the sole moistening ingredient in preparing the dough. Other than milk, allowed milk products include concentrated milk, evaporated milk, dried milk, and a mixture of butter with skim, concentrated skim, evaporated skim, or non-fat dry milk, in any combination, with a limitation on the amount of milk solids relative to the amount of milk fat. Non-fat milk macaroni products. The same as macaroni products, except that non-fat dry milk or concentrated skim milk is used in preparing the dough. The finished macaroni product must contain between 12% and 25% milk solids, non-fat. Carrageenan or carrageenan salts may be added in specified amounts. The use of egg whites, disodium phosphate, and gum gluten optionally allowed for macaroni products is not permitted for this category. Enriched non-fat milk macaroni products. Similar to non-fat milk macaroni products, with added requirements that products in this category contain thiamine, riboflavin, niacin or niacinamide, folic acid, and iron, all with specified ranges. Vegetable macaroni products. Macaroni products, except that tomato of any red variety, artichoke, beet, carrot, parsley, or spinach, is added in a quantity such that the solids of the added components are at least 3% by weight of the finished macaroni product. The vegetable additions may be in the form of fresh, canned, dried, or a puree or paste. The addition of either the various forms of egg whites or disodium phosphate allowed for macaroni products is not permitted in this category. Enriched vegetable macaroni products. The same as vegetable macaroni products with the added requirement for nutrient content specified for enriched macaroni products. Whole wheat macaroni products. Similar to macaroni products, except that only whole wheat flour or whole wheat durum flour, or both, may be used as the wheat ingredient. Further, the addition of the various forms of egg whites, disodium phosphate, and gum gluten are not permitted. Wheat and soy macaroni products. Begins as macaroni products with the addition of at least 12.5% of soy flour as a fraction of the total soy and wheat flour used. The addition of the various forms of egg whites and disodium phosphate are not permitted. Gum gluten may be added with the limitation that the total protein content derived from the combination of the flours and added gluten not exceed 13%.